is just like there's an issur with Rabbonim to spray the mechatis on a tummy on Shabbos, and it's not doicha Shabbos even b'mokim mitzvah. So Rashi, mahazor shvus for doicha Shabbos. The afilu b'mokim mitzvah could go in lishchay pischay. Can it not be psachim perak yehud dvorim that if a person is tummy and it comes Shabbos the erev Pesach and he wants to become Torah today, that I'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach tonight? Still we say no. We don't do the Azor on Shabbos, since it's an Issur of the Rabbonim. At certain times, the Rabbonim, the Surin, or even stands up, connected to Mitzvah and the Raisa. So mainly, Abayas Kash was here also. Afa Milo Nochri Shavus. To tell a guy here to carry the hot water from one Chatzah to another Chatzah is an Issur, a Korban of the Rabbonim is awesome. So it should be the same cloud. V'yena Dechat Shabbos. The Melech should not have a hetzer to be doing a Shabbos for Malka Mitzvah. Omalei, so Rabbi answered back, there's no kasha. V'loi shoni loch, bein shvus di yis bein maisa, le shvus di les bein maisa. There's a chiluk. By Yisroel to make the hazor, if you want to take the mechatis and spray it on the tomei, that's an issur of the Rabbonin. Now who's doing the issur of the Rabbonin? The Yisroel is doing a maisa of Yadayim. Such an issur, the Rabbonin said, you can't do the issur even though you're starting a mitzvah to take place. Mashenkin to tell the guy to do the malacha, the Yisrael is not doing anything. That's called the shvus, the less pay maisa. I'm not doing anything. I'm telling the guy, you go and carry the hot water from this chaser to another chaser. So the malacha is being done by a guy. So the cloud, the Isser of Amir Liakim is like a shvach, it's less of an Isser, because you're not doing any malacha. You're only telling the guy to do the malacha. So there we say, but mocha mitzvah we could be making. So there was no raya from Hazor to Amir Liakim. Now we have the Girsa, the Bach says of Nagurus next tomorrow. The Amar LeYom LeNochri Zilochim. The Bach says of Nagurus says, we don't need this. Plus this Girsa would be meant to say is, the Amar LeYom LeNochri Zilochim. You didn't tell the guy to heat up the water. If you would have told the guy to do an Issa Deraisa, that would be a good Sushtom. But this Girsa, plus you meant to say is, here, what did you tell the guy? You told the guy to carry the hot water from one Chosa to another Chosa. So what Issa is the guy doing? Only an Issa of the Rabbonin. To tell a guy to do the Yisr is also one of Yisr of the Rabbonin. That's called the Shavuos to Shavuos. So that's the Teretz. Here it's the Shavuos to Shavuos. It's like two Yisr of the Rabbonin. Mashenka, by doing the Azor, by spraying the Mechatas on the Tomei, that's only one Yisr of the Rabbonin. So when you're doing one Yisr of the Rabbonin, that's a Chomedic Yisr. It stands up, even connected, a Mitzvah the Yeraisim. Mashenka, here, to do two Yisr of the Rabbonin, it's a more cool the Gazach. Like, you're only telling a guy to do an Yisr of the Rabbonin. And the whole Issa to tell a guy is only awesome with the Rabbonin. So here we'll make up a Mokim Mitzvah. And that is the cloud. That is Shvus to Shvus, the Mokim Mitzvah is Mutter.
I understand that's not the same thing. Tell the guy that he should do it.
He can't do it, by the way. The guy can't make that so there. Yeah, right. Omale Rabba Bar Mavoi the Issa. So now Rabba Bar Chonin had a Kasha Tabaya. Omale Rabba Bar Chonin Labaya. Mavoi the Issa Bay Trey Gabi Rabbavi. You have two great people living in this movie. His you Abaye and Rabba. To Rabbon and learn the heavy Belayer of Lashitov. How could that be that this Shabbos, there was no Arubic Haferis here, and there's no truth from the voice? What's going on here? Like you, Rabbon, you should have taken care of your movie. Make sure there's an Arab there. Omalei Abaye answered back like this. My never, what could I do? Ma lavurche. The Rosh Yeshiva Rabba, it wasn't the cover that he should go around collecting the Arab on Friday. He can't go around and ask the people give him a pass. So it's not the cover for Rabba to do it. I know I let me Abaye do it. Tarid no bigisoi. I'm oisig learning the whole day. I have no time. I'm tired of learning the whole day. I have no time to go around to collect the eruv. Inu, the rest of the people in the movie. Loi mashkichin. They don't care. That it doesn't bother them. Yes or no. So now that's why this movie has no eruv. Last year, mazach rabo ein kvoidoi. Last year, b'nei hamovi v'ligvos hashitov. Inu shar b'nei hamovi loi mashkichin. They don't care if there's an eruv or not. Now, the Akni Lu Pito Visela, the Chura, like Rabbi Vachon was asking Abaye, it's a Porsche Eitzah. Don't go around collecting the pots from everybody. But why didn't you take your piece of bread and be Matna your piece of bread to everybody in the Chosr? So you'll make an error in 1 second. The Akni Lu Pito Visela, if you put your piece of bread in the basket, and you'll be Matna now, like to give your piece of bread that belongs to everybody, so it's as if everybody gave an Erev here, and that's the easy way to make an Erev. So he answered back, Kivin di boy law minoi, fulloi ef shaloisvan alein, botol shittuf. You should know that's not a good answer either, but he didn't have that much bread. And the mice of the bread he had, he needed for Shabbos, for the Suda Shabbos. So what's going to be we have before? If you make an Erev, and one of the people of the Erev says, I want to eat the bread now. If you don't let him eat the bread, the Erev is botol. Because the pshat for an era of a Ruach HaTeres is everybody puts the pot together and we're like one happy family now, that whoever wants to come and eat this bread has a right to eat your bread. So Baya Vaisa said here, I don't have enough bread like to put every single Shabbos, I'll be makdim my bread to everybody in the chosam. I can't say it's a good Erev, because I know if people are going to want to come and eat it up, this is my sud I use for Shabbos, I won't be able to give it to them. And it's not chal. Titanya. Echad mivnei movi, shebikesh yayin v'shemin. If one of the bnei movi, they made an Erev, they put yayin together to make the Erev with. And now on Shabbos, one of the people say, Hetakse, I want to drink some of the wine from the Erev. For loy nos to loy. And the person holding the Erev says, no, it's not for you to use, it's for me. Because you know, bottle ashituf. The whole Erev is bottom. Because you say that Erev is, we're all mixed together like one happy family. That everybody has a right to take from the Erev. So here in the case that you're going to be makbid, not to give it to everybody, that's not a good eitzah. So yes, another shayla. You have a warehouse, you have your vinegar there, that you don't need this Shabbos now, you won't need it the rest of the year maybe, you have a big barrel of vinegar there. So in that barrel, one reviyas of vinegar, set aside, let it be for the Erev. And you can make an Erev from vinegar. So if a Zayin, whoever wants to come and take that vinegar, it wouldn't bother you, because you have a whole barrel stored away. So that's an eitzah to make a portion of Erev, you don't have to go collecting from everybody. You be makneh from your chavita. The Rashi, Reviyas the Chala Chaymis, from Vinikum, the Chavita, the Yachas Michav Yastecha, one of your barrels, the Midi, the Less Bake Fader, you're not Makbar on this, because you have a lot. The Ikar Shittuf the Yain, and the Ikar Shtufim Yvoyas, not Rashi, is with wine, because Yama Bahai Pirkun, we'll see later on in the Perik, the Aniyach HaChavias Bechotzer, put the Chavias Chav down the Chotzer, the Yismach HaReviyas Shabo, the Saif Shittuf, the Tzara Kol Ashana Kula, Shemanichim Shittuf Bechotzer, the rest of the year, we'll use this revius of vinikum for the Erev. So the Gemara, Tanya, had a kashra on this. Tanya, ein mishtatfen b'yotzer. You can't use an oitzer, something you have stored away for an Erev. So Rashi learns, b'oitzer, b'dover ha'oitzer, k'goyin chav yishayayin, oiteris ha'mochnosim, ein tzemchem ha'mashe b'teichem mishum, the ein brera, eze shal shitta, v'chi mistapi yimenu, iklamein ozole shitta. If you hold Ein Breira, so if you have a whole barrel full of wine, now you're saying one revius in here should be for the Erev. Yeah? Good. Let's say now Shabbos, you come and you want some wine. You take a sip of wine. We have to be afraid when you drink up a drip or drop of the wine, maybe you're drinking up part of the Erev. So for next Shabbos, there's not going to be a revius wine of the Erev left over. If you hold Yesh Breira says that any wine that comes out is always Hufra Adover, that the last revius in the glass, that was the one for the Erev. So even though you can say to keep on drinking from the barrel, but as long as you have revius left, that's the revius for the Erev. But if you hold Ein Breira, we say no. One of these revius in the air is the Erev. Which one, we don't know. So to be a shallow, the first Shabbat, as soon as you drink from it, it shouldn't be good. So I can't make an Erev for that way for the whole year. So the more of a Tanya, it's no good. But the more of a Tanya, Mishtas, the mind is not a place that says, no, you couldn't make an Erev this way. And the Gemara, Amravayshi Lakashon, Ho Beishamai, Ho Beisil, Takamachlejas Beisil, and Beishamai, if you say Yesh Breira or Ain Breira. Ditanan, Ha Nais Babayas, somebody was maced in a house. Voloib Sokham Harbi, there are a lot of doors to go out of the house. Now we don't know which door they can take the mace out. So with the Rabbonin, they say anything outside the door, like right outside the post of the door, is also Tommy with the Rabbonin. But since we have a suffix from which door the mace will go out, even though it's outside the house, Midrabbonin, that's Tamei also. It's Kulam Tamein. All the doors, any keli outside the door is also Tamei, because we have a suffix which entrance the mace will go out. What about Niftach Echemihem? He opened up one door. So Nelo, we nemon that Mestomei will take the mace out of that door. So we say, who Tamei? Only the kelim behind that door is Tamei. The Kulam Tarim. But all the other doors are Tor, because you're not going to take them out, those doors. You're only going to take them out from the door that's open. Now, Chishav Lohitziyo B'Echemihem. Let's say you have das, you machashi with your mind, to take the mace out of one of these doors, or else you have a window that's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim wide, is masla kolaf sachim kulam. That also helps. Since you have das right now to take the mace out of one window, we say, Ms. Thomas will go out of that window, and all the other entrances are tor. Beishama yoimim do vushi choshev atshla yomis. Hamace. It only helps if you had the machshav before the mace, before he died. Because you have a geisis, somebody is very sick, you know he's going to die any minute now. So before he dies, you have in your mind, I'm going to take him out through that window. So then we say, the second he dies, it's oimid right now for him to go out through that window. So mele all the other psochem are tor, because we don't say he's going to go out through those doors. Mashenkein, if the mace died first, so the second he died, right now it's a suffix where we're going to take him out. So right away it's chal tumah underneath every single entrance. It doesn't help you 5 minutes later to decide, I want to take him out through that Pesach. Because as soon as it was mace, we don't know which way you want to take him out, we say ein breira. Even after the mace died, still, as soon as you're machashiv and you say, I want to take him out through this door, it's like huvra dovelam afreyam, that it was omed for the mace to be taken out through this door, and we say only the kelim outside this door is tomein. But underneath all the other doors, ataka Torah. So you see, according to Vesila, you say yesh breira. We said that when you have in mind later to take the mace out of this door, it's as if always you had in mind to take him out through that door. That's the side of yesh breira. So Melu Bayas also, to make a shtufa mivoyis, you could be saying on yesh breira, that you're allowed to take a whole barrel full of wine and say just one reviyas in this barrel, that should be for the eruv. And you're allowed to use this eruv for the whole year, as long as there's still a reviyas of wine left in here. Even though you can say to drink the wine and wine and wine, but we say yesh breira, that you meant to make the eruv from the last reviyas left in this cup. So only that reviyas is the eruv, and kol zman you have one reviyas left, the eruv is still chal. In Halacha, we usually paskin that in the Rabbonim de Halacha, we paskin yesh breira. In the Shailin, the Rais, we paskin ein breira. But in the Shailin, the Rabbonim, though, we paskin yesh breira. So, chur, to make a shtufa mivoyis, a rubik aser is only with the Rabbonim, the chur, we hold yesh breira, you can make such an erev like this. Mar hu yenuka di shtape chamimi. Alright, we'll stop here. Take a message. Yehon Naftamaches from an olive from the bottom. Hahu Yenuka. Another story with a child that was supposed to have his Mila on Shabbos. Yesterday was on Shabbos. The Yishtape Chamimi. That again, the hot water got spilled out Friday night to Shabbos morning before the Mila. Before the Mila, the hot water got spilled out. And the Shiloh reads, if you don't have hot water, then the Zman HaGemara was a sakona to make the Milo without washing it with hot water afterwards. Therefore, if you don't have hot water beforehand, you don't make the Milo on Shabbos. Omalu Rova, so Rova said, Nishayla Li'ime, let's ask the mother. Itzriche Nochim Le Nochri. If the mother needs hot water, so we'll tell a goy to heat up the hot water for the mother. Agavime. And once we heat up the water for the mother, Agav, the mother will give the water to the child. In other words, the shalom is you're not allowed to heat up water on Shabbos. It's the melacha deraisa. And you can't do it l'tzarech hamila, because an issa deraisa is not doich l'tzarech mila. The only thing mila is doich just to make the mila itself, to cut the arlo off. That's all. There the shalom is, they had no hot water all around. Nobody in the chutzar had hot water. So the only eitzi was to call a guy to do it. So this is a raya that to tell a guy directly to make the hot water would be usur. Because even though it's an issa derabbanan to tell a guy, but since you're telling him to do an issa deraisa, still it's also b'mokah mitzvah. Now the only eitz he said was, ask if the mother needs the hot water. Now the mother, the first 7 days, she's called a sakona after she has a child. From the 7th day until the 30th day, then we ask the mother. If she says she needs hot water, then we'll make her to do what I dare goy, I'll call upon him. You're allowed to tell a goy to heat up the hot water for the mother. So that was the eitz here. Ask the mother if she needs the hot water. And it's not she needs it, she's like a choyla, shame by sakona, that the halacha is you're allowed to tell a goy to do a malacha for you, and once the goy heats up the water for the mother, agav the mother use it for the child also. Because then it's only like a ribush yurim. The goy is only bimar by heating up a little bit more, which is also only an issa derabbanan, so mele blives a shvus to shvus, the mokeh mitzvah it's mutter. Omar le rav mesharshi le rav, so mesharshi told to rav, ine ko'ochla tamri, you should know the mother, she's already eating a dates. So the kasha was, since she's eating dates as a raya, she's normal. Like she doesn't need hot water anymore. So the chura, she doesn't need the hot water. You shouldn't be allowed to tell the guy to cook it up for her. She doesn't need the hot water. So drashi ochla tamri, kleimar, ho chazina de'ena tzricha chamin, lishtois, dot tzayna nami ochla. She doesn't have to have any hot things to drink, because we see she even eats cold food. Or Malay, he answers back, that's no raya. We still have to ask her. Val eima tunva bi'alma hudunoket lo. Maybe she just got like a little shivering. Rosh Tunva or Shrishan. Tzvichelas v'enyadas mahi. Like maybe she got such a high fever at that time that she doesn't know what she's doing. So that's why she's eating right now the dates. But that alone wouldn't be a raya. She's a healthy lady already, that she doesn't need the hot water. Since she had a child 8 days ago, maybe she does need the hot water. She's still called the chaylum. So we should still ask her. If she says she needs hot water, then for her, we're allowed to tell the guy to heat up the hot water. And once the guy does it for her, we're allowed to tell the guy ready to be marbev shurim. Cook up a little bit more hot water to give it to the child, to make the milah. So tomorrow, who you know the case was, or who you knew again, you had a small child, a baby, the ishtape chamimi, the bris was supposed to be on Shabbos, and before the bris, the hot water got spilled out. There's no more hot water around. Is omalhu rava, so rava told, poni li mani mi be gavri levei nashi. In his chaser, here the shaila was, Rava himself had hot water in his house. And he wanted to be able to take the hot water from his house into the other chaser where they're going to make the milah. But they forgot to make an Aruva Chatzeris before Shabbos. So the Eitzer is, Rava is going to be Mavatal his Rishus. Like he's going to give up his rights to carry into his Chatzer, to the other Chatzer. So then the other Chatzer is allowed to carry out from his house into the other Chatzer. So that's this Maisa. That Rava, he has the hot water in his house, and he wants to be able to carry it over to the other Chatzer. There's no Eruv. So now Rava is going to be Mavatal his Rishus to the other Chatzer. So before he was Mavatal his Rishus to the other Chatzer, he told him like this, Ponali mani, take out all the kelim that I need, me be gavri, from my outside room, that's where the men lived, levei nashi, to the inside room where the ladies lived. So Rashi's mazb, like he had a special room for the ladies, like in the picture here, you have be nashi, it's all the way on the right side. He also tznias, the noshim, and morbid tznias, they like lived in the inner side room. Then outside the be nashi was the be gavri, that's where the men, that's where Rava lived. So now, and right outside the Beit Gavri was the Pesach, was the opening to the next chotzer. So now Rava wanted to be mevatel his rishus, not to use it anymore. So he wanted to take all his kelim out of the Beit Gavri, out of the men's house, and put it into the Beit Nashi. Put it backwards into the ladies' room. Kedela, like he won't come to use his kelim on Shabbos. He won't decide now in the middle of Shabbos to carry out the kelim into the chotzer and let him mevatel his bittel. So that's what we told him. He said, "Panali mani, clean out all my kelim, mevei gavri, from the men's room, levei nashi, put it into the inner room where the ladies' room are. The ace of hosim, and then me myself, I'll sit in the vei nashi. V'ivato lahu ha-chotzer, and I'll be mevato the rights of my chotzer to the next rishus, to the next chotzer. Therefore, the people living in the next chotzer, like this picture all the way on the left side, that was the bayis shakotim. On the left side, that's where they make the bris milah. So they want to get the water, the hot water, from Rav's house on the right side, through the chotzer into the next house. So if Rav is mevatel his rishus to the next chotzer, so the people there are allowed to carry out from Rav's house into the house. So that's what Rav did. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, pone limani, b'chatzer roisha Rav. In Rav's chotzer, hoyu chamin. He had hot water there. V'yatinik nishpecha chamin v'chotzer cheres. Now the kid where they're going to make the milah was in the next chotzer, and there was no more hot water left. Ol pesach b'nayim. There's a door in between the two chotzerim. V'la'ir bo shtei chotzeres yachad. But they did not make an erev chotzeres. So it's also to carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer. Ula rovo hoye b'beisoy chadorim p'nimiyim sheinem psuchim l'chotzer. Rava had now in his house, on the right side, was inner rooms. V'hem l'tznias. Those were tznias thicker rooms. V'yanoshim yoish v'shom. That's where the lady sat. Ove Gavri and the men have a pesuch lechotzer. They were in the outside room. They were near the chotzer. Osanam b'masnisim, we're going to soon learn in the next Mishnah, that ha'mavato reshus chatzeroi, if somebody gives up the right to use his chotzer, he's not going to carry out into his chotzer, is also lohitzi mi beisel lechotzer. He himself is also to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Because he's like giving up his chotzer to the next chotzer. So he can't carry out from his house into his chotzer. To have the whole lav didehu. Once you give up your chotzer to the next chotzer, your chotzer doesn't belong to you anymore. So from your house, you can't carry out into the chotzer. Hilkach, therefore, Rava wanted to pina kelim mi begavri. He took out all his kelim from his outer room where the men was, into the inner room where the noshims, where the ladies' room is. Why? Kedei shelo yovi lohitzi mishom lechotzer. He should not make a mistake on this Shabbos and take out his kelim from the outer room into the chotzer. V'hilk v'holach, v'yoshev v'chador ma'pnimim. Therefore, Rav himself took all his kelim from the Beit Gavri inside to the inner room, the Beit Noshi's room, and that's where he was sitting. Then ovito reshus chatzer v'lebnei chotzacheres. Then he was mavatal his chotzer, his rights to use his chotzer where the chamin was,
like here in the middle box, that's where the chum and hot water is, he was mevatel his reshus to the next chotzer. Therefore, they're allowed to carry the hot water that's in Rava's chotzer into the next chotzer. Because Rava was mevatel his reshus to the next chotzer. Therefore, they're allowed to carry. So that was Rava's meister. He cleaned out all his kelim from his outer room to make sure on Shabbos he won't like take out his kelim into the chotzer. Omalei Ravina l'Rava. So Ravina had a kasha to Rava. I bo Omar Shmuel ain't bitter reshus mechotz lechotzer. It doesn't help what you're doing. You live in one chotzer. True, there's a pesach, there's a door, an entrance from your chotzer to the next chotzer. But Shmuel says you can't be mevatel your reshus from one chotzer and give it over to another chotzer. The yisoid of bitter reshus is only in your chotzer itself, but not to the next chotzer. Omar late, so Rav answered back. Anok Rav Yechon Tzruli. I hold la loch we passed before, like Rav Yechonin, that even from one chotzer to another chotzer, you are allowed to be mevatel your reshus. The yoma yesh bitul mechotz lechotzer. I hold like Rav Yechonin, you're allowed to be mevatel your reshus from one chotzer to the next chotzer. So it looks as if you're not living in your chotzer, therefore your chotzer belongs to the next chotzer, and they're allowed to carry from your chotzer into their chotzer. Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, with the chamin it should be, with the chamin should be at his chotzer. Where the chamin is, there's a chotzer. You're right, the dog is not so good. You're right. Where the chamin is, there should be also a chotzer. And he wants to carry from his chotzer into the next chotzer. For the Gemara, so Ravina is asking Rav, I still have a kasher on you. If you don't hold like Shmuel, you hold like Rabbi Yechanon, Legamri, so what do you have to do such a hard thing here? Nesiv ma beduchte.